Gary Owens here. You know, I've known Bob Mills for years, and when I was told he had finished a book about Bob Hope's writers, I was happy to hear that he was reading again. I knew he was having trouble with the big words, but then they told me that he had written the book. Isn't that something? Well, you could have knocked me over with a feather dance. A feather duster, actually. In The Laugh Makers, Bob Mills takes us on a delightful, side-splitting journey back to the slapstick sketch comedy of television's golden age, a long-ago era of variety, song and dance, brilliant patter, and a seemingly endless parade of laughs, sprung from the genius of gag men. That's right, that talented group of wit-blessed wordsmiths to whom the book pays well-deserved homage. I was part of it. And I have to admit, at the time, I didn't notice. I mean, the golden age part. Back then, it just seemed like your ordinary run-of-the-mill age. Hey, but what did I know? I don't know. What we have here is a failure to communicate. Oops, sorry. That's from a cartoon remake of HUD that I've been working on recently. Actually, what we have here is a priceless collection of heretofore unpublished recollections, revealing untold secrets behind the scenes on The Bob Hope Show. It's a never-before-seen look at the previously classified inner workings of Hope's well-known comedy assembly line that for decades proved as efficient as any in Detroit. The Laugh Makers is the book that we've all been waiting for. It's jam-packed with stories, anecdotes from a fondly remembered past, recalling often hilarious, sometimes heartwarming, and always touching tales of legendary stars, near-legendary stars, and one or two complete failures, which happens in show business, of course. You can look it up in your Funkin' Wagnalls. I must confess that I couldn't put the book down. That fly paper on the cover was a very clever touch, Bob, but I probably wouldn't have put it down anyway. The book, like its author, is truly one of a kind. So sit back, relax, prepare to laugh, and enjoy The Laugh Makers. I know I did. I may even call the library so I can keep it another 3 weeks. What do you think?
Preface. I first laid eyes on Bob Hope in person when I was 17. He came to my hometown, San Francisco, in 1954 to promote his recently published book, Have Tux, We'll Travel. A friend and I rode the streetcar from the fog-enshrouded Parkside district where we lived through the Twin Peaks Tunnel, past the soon-to-be-famous Castro district to Market Street.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?